I would say we're on track, and let me tell you why. First, it is so important that people with disabilities know that they are very welcome in our federal family. We want their talents. We want their creativity in our workforce, and we are going to do everything we can to make sure they know that they are welcome, and we want them engaged and involved and excelling in jobs all across our government. The good news about this report, Emily, is it shows that all of the agencies are moving smartly towards fulfilling the president's commitment. The president committed back in 2010 that we would hire 100,000 people with disabilities in our government in 5 years. And though we're, you'd say the pace is a little bit behind, it's actually, you need to remember where we started from. When the president made that commitment, people with disabilities were the only group that across the board the government was hiring less than they were hiring in previous times. When we walked into office, that's the situation we faced. All of the other minority groups, one can argue they were not going forward at the right speed, but the only one going in the negative direction when we walked in the room was people with disabilities. And so the president said, we have got to turn this around. Well, as you know, a situation like that, it's sometimes hard to flip the needle. And the good news in this report is it shows in the past 2 years, the federal government has not only flipped the needle in the positive direction, it's moving forward at an amazing speed. And so I think knowing what's happening in 2012, working through the Chico Council, that pace is even picking up. So I am very confident we will meet the president's commitment. We will bring 100,000 people with disabilities into our workforce, and our workforce is going to be all the stronger because of it.
So let's go back a little bit in history. Why was the federal government actually going down in the number of disabled workers that it was hiring? What were those major stumbling blocks back then?
Well, I think it was, there are many, many reasons and many reasons why something, as complicated as hiring in the federal government, happens. And I can't point to one for you, Emily, but things like managers not understanding the importance of Schedule A authority, where you can bring people with targeted disabilities on and do it in a very quick manner. A good proof that the training that we've been doing through the Chico Council and our hiring managers, this report shows that agencies are using Schedule A authority more than they've been in the past. So they're starting to use the tools that are available in the law that the Congress has given us. So part of this was, I wouldn't say willful. I would say probably out of ignorance that they just did not understand all of the wonderful tools they had at their disposal. So we've been working hard to do that. Second is we've been trying to make it easier for them to tap in to this amazing pool of talent that we are not taking advantage of. People with disabilities have amazing talents that we can involve in our workforce. And so it was making sure that we were using all the programs at our disposal. You're familiar with how the Chico Council adopted the Bender group to come in and help us identify people with disabilities who were super qualified for federal employment, and agencies are using that list to hire people. Working with the Department of Labor and our and the Department of Defense, they have developed a new CAP program that is removing barriers to employment, and we are also taking advantage of state lists. A lot of great work is being done in the states of identifying people with disabilities who have great talents. Well, we're starting to reach into those lists and have hiring managers take advantage of them. So let me give you one good example of just my little agency. I'm a small agency, but I'll give you an example. Targeted disabilities, Emily, are people who have severe disabilities, and it's oftentimes it's the number that's been the toughest to budge. The report shows we're approaching about 1% of our new hires were people with targeted disabilities. It was 0.88. The good news is it's positive. It was more than what it was the year before. I set a goal for our agency of, I wasn't happy with 1%. I set a goal of 3%. In the first year, we moved it, we went from 1% to 2%. This year, just in the first 6 months of this year, my managers have hit 4%. So you see the trajectory that we're on here, and I I see this duplicated in agencies across the government. So that's what gives me confidence that we will meet the president's commitment, this president's plan, and we will have a stronger workforce because of it.
I'm speaking with Office of Personnel Management Director John Barry. Now, if you look at your report about fiscal year 2011, it said that you have increased hiring from 187,000 in fiscal year 2010 to 204,000 in 2011. How do you go beyond that in 2012?
I think it's to continue to drive. One is the focus and the attention on this, and the President's Management Council has really stepped up on this. That's all the chief operating officers, the deputy secretaries across the government, Emily, and they're backed up by the CHECOs, the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, and both of them working with Department of Labor and DOD and the CAP program, which That's a great program. It's powerful. It gives equipment, so agencies don't even have to pay for the equipment that needs to provide the accommodation if someone needs highly technical equipment. DOD will pay for that out of their program, the CAP program, and their budget. And so it's making sure everybody knows the tools at their disposal, keeping the attention and focus on them, and driving and cheerleading them forward. I'll tell you why I'm so proud of this report, and what I'm so happy is it's working. This number is if you look at our total hires in 11, the number is 14.7%. That is the highest percentage of we have had in hiring of people with disabilities in over 20 years, Emily. It shows it's getting dug in. The agencies are taking it seriously. It's happening. And so I see this is that, when you hit the highest percentage in 20 years, you know you're going in the right direction. And especially when we started when we were going in the negative direction. So to get it going in 2 years in the highest direction gives me great confidence that we're going to fulfill the president's commitment on time.
Now when I've spoken to experts about this, they say that perhaps one sticking point has actually been people's willingness to come forward and admit that they have a disability, or just to sort of perhaps they don't consider that they have a disability, but the federal government would say so. Have you seen sort of on this macro level agencies addressing this issue at all, or more federal employees, more federal hires saying, yes, I have a disability?
And clearly, Emily, I think, the most important thing we can do there is make sure that the disability community knows we want them in our workforce. They are welcome in our federal family. We need their skills and their talents. We need them engaged in helping us to serve the American public. And when they know that, then they're going to feel more comfortable self-identifying. Because, at the end of the day, you can't make someone identify if they don't want to. You've got to allow them to know that they're welcome, they're wanted, we want them part of our family. And I think once they start to believe that, and these numbers show, now that they see federal agencies all beginning to move in the positive direction, hiring at a 20-year high for people with disabilities in our federal government, they're going to get that message. And that, to me, is going to be a self-correcting problem, in the sense that as they feel more confident, they're going to feel more readily to disclose their disability status and to come forward and ask for the accommodation that might be required to allow them to be fully successful.